My signature coaching program, the Discipline Bootcamp, is all about disciplining your mind, your will, and your emotions. If you are struggling in an area of weakness, if you are unable to get your flesh under control, if you are struggling with anger, if you are struggling with the root of bitterness, if your behaviors, your mindsets, and your thoughts do not reflect the heart of God, if they do not reflect discipline, if it does not reflect His character, then the Discipline Bootcamp is for you. For a more hands-on experience, join the 21-day Discipline Bootcamp, which is a 21-day experience of the 6-month coaching program. Go ahead and sign up for the waitlist by clicking the link in my show notes to get started. Building discipline in this area is tough, but building discipline in the areas of your weaknesses will ensure your growth and evolution towards purpose. Learning how to get to the root of your issues, the root of your negative and toxic behaviors and mindsets will set you free from bondage. Learning how to identify unhealed emotions and learning how to manage them will help you understand what behaviors and what mindsets needs to be eliminated, and what new mindsets and new behaviors needs to be cultivated. If you are a female entrepreneur or leader or influencer or content creator, and you are placed in the position of leadership, join the 21-day experience. It is designed to help you become the best version of yourself as a leader, a mother, and a true vessel of God. Go ahead and sign up for the waitlist to receive all the information you need when the 21-day experience launches. As a disclaimer, the Discipline Bootcamp is not for everyone. It is only for those who are serious about changing their habits, their toxic mindsets and behaviors, and those who want to become emotionally stable to fully operate in their purpose. Go ahead and click the link in my show notes, and I will see you all there.
Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own purpose.
Because He sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business.
Going after the things that they want for us.
All right. Just making sure.
What is up, everybody? It is your girl, Drea K, back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. What's up, guys? How are you? I hope you all are doing well. If you ain't, you already know what you need to do. You already know who you need to call, okay? He's there, okay? He's there for you if you let him, I hope you guys are doing well this week. I'm feeling so amazing because the way the Lord has been like silent for the past couple of months, really a whole year, let's be honest. The Lord ghosted me. Or at least that's what it felt like, right? So I've mentioned this before on previous episodes, but it just felt like God has just been silent this whole time, this past year or so. How you give me all of this revelation? How you give me all of these instructions and then you go silent? That's crazy. That's nuts. Why would you do that to me? But ultimately, it is a testing phase. I was watching a video the other day, and it literally said that God will test you with silence to see how you respond. Will you ghost him or will you keep on seeking him? Will you get upset? Will you get angry? Will you feel some type of way? Or will you constantly seek after him and pursue him even when it feels like he's not talking, even when it feels like he's silent, right? And in the previous episode, God is not a feeling. We're just reminded that just because God is silent, it does not mean he's not talking, right? So lately in my business, God has been speaking so heavily to me in regards to my target audience, right? In the bootcamp commercial, you all heard that this specific bootcamp, this program, these programs that I am creating it is for a specific type of woman. It is for different groups of women, right? So this go round, my target is different. And God has been showing me exactly who this is for. My messages, my content. He's just been giving me revelation and strategy on what to say and how to say it to attract the right people into what it is that he's calling me to do, right? So he's just been talking to me about the programs and all of these things. And yesterday, if you all don't follow me on TikTok, I put out a video yesterday, really last night, and that video is a revelation that God gave me while I was in the shower. Mind y'all, Lord, you've been kind of silent. Now all of a sudden, you want to talk. It's cool. It's fine. So I'm in the shower and I just like get this, not revelation. Yeah, I guess you could say a revelation, but I just felt like I just had this rush of thoughts come into my mind. And it was the proper place for a baby to be born is in a hospital. I felt like God was giving me a riddle. He said the proper place for a baby to be born is inside of a hospital. If the baby is not born inside of the hospital, that baby has potential risks of complications. And so I'm like, okay. I'm like, no, you're right. Because y'all know I've been watching Grey's Anatomy. And that makes so much sense. But as I started to like ponder on what I was hearing, it was like, are you talking to me about my coaching programs? Are you talking to me about my business? Are you talking to me about all of these things that I want to do, all of these things that I've tried to launch in the past, all of these, business endeavors or whatever the case may be? Are you talking to me about this? And literally, he was. And so that video is going viral on TikTok right now. If you aren't following me on TikTok, go ahead and follow me at the Drea K, TheDreaKay. Amen. You know, for those of you who need a little help, okay, go ahead and follow me on TikTok. So let's get into the topic of today. I got that revelation because yesterday I was just feeling some type of way, y'all. Like, I know, like, I'm in this 30-day consecration. I'm, you know, spending time with God, studying the word, all of these things. And again, the enemy is trying to attack me in my mind, in my thoughts, and in my emotions. So when I woke up yesterday, the thought of like overwhelmed, just feeling like, oh my God, I got to do this, I got to do that. I'm feeling overwhelmed in my business. I'm feeling overwhelmed in my content creation, all of the things, right? And so that led to me feeling or having feelings of depression, having feelings of anxiety, focusing on the wrong things, y'all. And of course, I caught myself in the process of that, but it led to me getting in the car on my way to go get some food. It led to me being in the car, just taking that time out to speak and talk to God about, you know, my situation and this isn't working and you're telling me to do this, you're telling me to do that, and I'm not seeing any results, I'm not seeing the fruit, all of the things that I be complaining to God about, right? So I'm just in a car, just going in regards to that. And then there was a moment where I actually got upset because I'm sitting up here, Lord, you told me to quit my job and you told me to do this. And I'm like, hey, look, I need some answers. All of this silence, it need to stop. All right. I need you to speak to me. Why I pull up to the food place. And it's another entrepreneur here in the city who, makes plates and everything like that. So I just pulled up and got me a plate of food. And as I was pulling up, I was reminded of this is an entrepreneur that I've been eyeing. Like, I've been wanting to talk to him about business strategy and marketing and all of those things, right? Like, God has been specifically placing this person on my mind to help them with marketing, right? But I haven't gotten an opportunity to go over there. So yesterday, I'm in the car feeling some type of way. At this point, I'm not even thinking about this, right? So I pull up I order my food. The guy, the entrepreneur, he wasn't there. The man who owns the business, he wasn't there. And someone else was there. So I'm, you know, paying for my food and everything like that. And I just talked to him and I'm like, so do y'all know anything about text message marketing? This man said, what is that? And as soon as he said that, this is when one of the revelations started to come to me. And he said, no, what is that? I started explaining to him what text message marketing is. The entrepreneur, he runs all of his business on social media, all on Instagram. The only way we will know where he is, what if he's even out there, you know, cooking, is if he posts it on his social media, on his Instagram. I'm not on Instagram anymore. So if I just got a craving, if I got a feeling to just go pull up on him, get some food, I'm not going to know where this man is, right? I'm not going to know if he's there. And I was just telling the guy, I was like, well, you know, text message marketing is, you know, a way for you to send out text messages to your audience. You can collect their information. You can, you know, basically create a communication system with your clients and your customers when you are not on social media. And he was like, man, that's crazy. I feel like that'll be something good. I'm going to have to, you know, tell him. I was like, yeah, you know, y'all should get a QR code as well. He was like, what is that? And I'm sitting up here like, Lord, are you talking to me? Because this is just, mind you, this is something God has already been saying to me for the past, I want to say, couple of years, y'all. Something God told me to do for this specific type of audience, I've already had the seed planted in my heart to do, but I never got around to it. I was, you know, distracted with other stuff going on, life and all of these things, right? And so as I'm having this conversation with this man, I feel like God is like re-downloading and reminding me of that strategy he told me to do years ago. And so I'm telling him about the QR code and everything like that, basically giving him strategy for marketing the business, promoting the business outside of social media, helping him understand how to effectively run the business so you don't have to depend on X, Y, and Z. And so we had a few minutes of talking or whatever like that, and that was it. I get back in my car. Here comes the download. Mind y'all, I was just complaining. I was just getting upset at the Lord. I was just in my feelings for no reason, right? And so I began writing down the strategy and everything like that. And I get home. I take a walk. And after I eat, mind y'all know I had to sit down and eat, you know, put me on a show or something and sit down and eat, get comfortable. Yeah. So after I ate, I went on my walk. I'm trying to go walking probably like 2 to 3 times a week or every day if I could. But I went on my walk yesterday and I was just thinking about that. I was like, Lord, you really gave me this idea to do. Is this the time to do it? And I was just talking to God about it. I get back in the house and I go in the bathroom to take my shower after my walk. That's when that download came, what I first told y'all. About the birthing and everything like that, the hospital revelation. And so as soon as I got out of the shower, I went on TikTok and delivered that message, and now it's going viral. Here's the lesson. What some of us have been trying to birth has not been working. It has not been aligned with God's will. It has not been aligned with his strategy. Yes, it is the thing that he wants you to do, but the how has changed. The how has changed. How you approach that situation, how you approach that business endeavor, the strategy has changed. It has shifted. And now, instead of doing what we've always done, God is giving us a new strategy and a new instruction to be more effective. So here I am thinking, okay, well, you know, I'm going to just get on social media. I'm going to promote my programs. I'm going to promote this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But spiritual intelligence, y'all, like my discernment started kicking off. And it was like, well, lately, social media hasn't been very dependable. Okay. Social media, that algorithm, and we talked about this in previous episodes, that algorithm has changed. Something has shifted. And I have been feeling like God wants us to start operating our businesses and our discipleship and, our ministries outside of social media. Don't completely abandon it, but now the focus is to like touch people in person, to do more community-based work, right? To help people on a intimate level, right? So in that, I was just thinking, God, do you want me to birth this idea outside of social media? Is this something that I'm going to have to birth in a different place? And he was like, yeah. And so in that moment, y'all, he started showing me in my mind the place. And I'm sitting up here like, Lord, you are so funny. Oh, we just be complaining. We just be in our feelings. Oh, we don't give God enough credit. We really be impatient when it comes to God. Really be impatient when it comes to God. And as I'm just thinking about all of this, giving me two strategies, I realize the things that God has given us, the seed that God has given us, this seed of a vision, the big vision that God has given each of us starts with a seed. How you steward over that seed, how you cultivate that seed will determine the developmental process of bringing it to life, right? And so when I think about these seeds that God has given me, these seeds representing the ideas that God has given me, I have been trying to manifest them on social media, in this place, in the place of my comfortability, in a place of familiarity, right? Y'all know my first 21-day discipline boot camp, I saw success from it because of social media. So now I'm in a season where God has shifted my strategy, or He is shifting my strategy, and what used to work is no longer working. So now I'm having to pivot, not change what it is that He's telling me to do, but change how I'm doing it. So as I'm thinking about all of these seeds, I'm thinking, oh, I tried to cultivate this seed in this season of my life when X, Y, and Z was relevant. I tried to cultivate this seed when X, Y, and Z was taking place, right? But now, in this new season of my life, now that God is showing me a new strategy, I'm looking at these seeds differently. Like, I'm looking at, oh, Jesus, I'm looking at it in the right way. I have a new lens. I have a new perspective of these seeds, right? He gives seed to the sower, right? So, knowing where to plant, knowing when the crops are going to produce a harvest, knowing where to place your seed is the most important part, right? Some of you all are starting businesses. You're starting your content creation journey. You're starting a family, right? And you have an idea in mind. You have an idea for this family, where you're going to live. What school are you going to plant your children in? What church you're going to plant your family in, what church you're going to go to, what state you're going to move in, right? What job are you going to pursue? We have all of these desires and all of these ideas to do certain things, right? But the where is just as important. The where is the most important part. The environment in which those seeds have to be cultivated in is the most important part. God was literally saying to me, I want you to do this, I want you to create this, but I want you to do it here. I want you to develop these seeds over there, not over here. Your environment is everything. Where you go to church, where you are being cultivated, where you are being developed, that is important. It's no more time to just like experiment. You know what I'm saying? At this point of our in our lives, I feel like the environment is going to cultivate the result, right? Where you live, who you are in Jesus, who you are in a relationship with, who you are having children with, like that is hello. crucial. That is crucial to your development process, right? The reason I'm not on the job anymore is because God shifted my environment. The seeds that I had, the ideas that I had could not be developed or cultivated in the environment that I was in. The apartment that I had, those ideas could not have been birthed there. The toxic relationship that I was in for years and years and years, everything that God placed on the inside of me or had began to place on the inside of me, that couldn't be cultivated in that relationship. It could not have been cultivated in that season of my life, which is why everything has now been shifted. Everything has now been rearranged. Everything has now been transitioned, right? And I am literally seeing that God is shifting and he's changing your environment for the purpose of developing those seeds. For your developmental process, he is shifting who you are paying attention to. He's shifting where you are going to church at. He's shifting who you are in relationship with, who you are friends with. He's shifting all of that so that he can begin developing you in a whole new way for your purpose. There's a reason why those people aren't around anymore. There's a reason why you're not at that job anymore. There is a reason why all of the things that you were familiar with, all of your comfort zones have diminished. There's a reason why you are changing. There's a reason why your mindset is beginning to change. God has begun the cultivation process. He needs to cultivate a new mindset on the inside of you for your purpose. On 11/10, November 10th, 2024, God gave me this revelation and I put a video out on my TikTok. And it basically said, God is about to give you a new place. Ooh, for all my prophetic people, let me tell y'all something. Sometimes when God gives you a revelation for something, it's usually ahead of time. Some words are for now, some words are for later. Do not get caught up in the timing of those revelations, because clearly, just like now, the word that I gave November 10th, 2024 is manifesting now, March 18th, 2025. So don't grow weary. Do not get distracted. Do not get discouraged about certain revelations that God has given you, because there is a specific time for those revelations to come to pass, right? We have been waiting on things to manifest in our lives for years. For me, Kingdom Marriage is going on 3 years, right? For this, me having a place, me being able to be in an environment where all of my gifts are utilized, that has come now, right? I was praying about this in November. Like, God gave me that wisdom and that revelation in November, but now it's manifesting. It's becoming reality, right? As he has been shifting my life around. I am going to link that video from my TikTok in my show notes, so make sure you go to the show notes after the episode. So yeah, environment is very crucial. God is highlighting environment to me. Right now, in this season of our lives, where we are going, the place that he is about to strategically put us in, that is the place. We've been talking about, you know, the promised land and, you know, things of that nature, right? Joshua, the story of Moses, them leading people out of Egypt into the promised land. For leaders, wherever your next place is, this is the place. This is the place where your gifts are going to flourish. This is the place where your anointing is going to flow. This is the place where your clientele is going to be running after you. You're not going to have to chase anything. You're not going to have to force anything. This is the place where everything is just going to flow freely. This is the place of alignment. This is the place of abundance. This is your promised land, right? And some of us are in different seasons. You just have to discern where you are in your life right now. If you are in transition, ask God, is this my place of promise or is this my place of development? Whatever season you are in your life, just make sure you are discerning of that when you are listening to whatever it is that I'm speaking of in this season of our lives. Going back to the revelation of like having a baby, we've, you know, in the context of the church, we have been so hype about birthing season and birthing whatever it is that God has called us to birth, right? We are, you know, infatuated with this whole revelation, right? But we have to become discerning of what it is that we are birthing, right? God may be trying to birth something in you that you aren't paying attention to. God may be trying to birth a family. He may be trying to birth some part, some piece of the promise, but that is something that you are going to have to spend time with God to discern, right? Whatever it is that he's giving you to birth in this season, it is precious. It is not something that you can birth outside of the place that it needs to be birthed in. This is not something that you should be treating haphazardly. This is not something that you should just be treating, you know, any kind of way. This is something that you need to treat as if it was precious to you, right? So even with me, my business and my podcast and all of the things, all of the gifts that God has given me, I have to have a new perspective of what it is that I'm actually giving to the public, what it is that I'm actually putting out there, right? So there is a level of discretion, there is a level of wisdom, but there's also a level of stewardship. Again, going back to this whole stewardship that we've been talking about lately, there is a level of stewardship that you have to begin to have over your gifts, over the thing that God has promised you, right? Whatever it is that you are about to birth in this season, you have to become free of distractions. We talked about that as well. You have to become free of giving into every single temptation that comes your way. You have to be free from sin, not perfectly, but purposely. You have to be purposely chasing after your purity in this time. You have to purposely be chasing after developing discipline in your mind, discipline in your actions, discipline in your behaviors, what you do, what environments you are in, right? We just talked about learning how to set boundaries in our calling. There are certain things you cannot do anymore. There are certain things that you cannot indulge and engage in anymore. It's certain people you don't need to be around anymore. Okay. This seed that God has given you, he has allowed you to be able to cultivate it in different environments and in different seasons throughout your life, throughout your relationship with God, right? But in this season, this is Jesus. This is where you're going to start seeing some growth. This is the season where things are going to start to blossom. This is the season where things are about to sprout. Things are about to spring forth. Things are about to come from a place of being hidden to displayed. And you have to be cognizant of that. You have to be aware of that so that you do not mess it up. Okay. So that you do not begin to treat it as if it's not precious to you. Right. So operating at a new level of excellency, a new level of integrity, a new level of discernment, a new level of consistency, that is crucial right now. It's crucial. And you have to become aware of it. Your environment is everything. Ask God, your prayer should be, God, show me where my place is. Show me what the purpose is of my current place and prepare me for where I am going. Prepare me to birth this thing, right? So yeah, that's all I have for you guys on today. I hope that this episode was encouraging to you all. If you are interested in the 21-day discipline bootcamp, go ahead and sign up for the waitlist. I am going to be releasing it soon. I will be putting it up on my website soon. I will be opening it up for purchase again. If this is for you and you have the confirmation, you have the will, you have the discernment to sign up and pay for it. Again, it is not for everybody, but if this is for you, if this is something that God is calling you to, payment plans are available. That is an option for you. You don't have to pay everything up front. But again, this is a 21-day experience of the actual 6-month coaching program. So make sure you take advantage of that. If you are an entrepreneur and you would like to get business strategy from me, if you are stuck on what to post, how to utilize social media, how to go outside of social media and build your brand and your business, go ahead and upgrade your subscription to my Substack community. This is going to be a community of kingdom leaders, kingdom entrepreneurs, business owners, content creators, influencers, all of the things. It does not matter what industry you are in. If you are a cook, a chef, a music artist, a hairstylist, it does not matter. Go ahead and click the link in my show notes as well to sign up for the paid community. It is $10 a month. That is something that I am offering to help you grow in your entrepreneurship journey. And yeah, that's all the announcements I have. Is that all the announcements that I have? I think. Yeah, that's all I have for today. We have a lot of work to do, y'all. We have a lot of work to do. I'm literally thinking about all of the things that I have to do. It's not an overwhelming feeling anymore. I feel like God really, you know, took care of that yesterday. But it is just an opportunity for me to really dive into my work and dive into what it is that God has called me to do. So I pray supernatural focus over each and every one of you. I pray supernatural healing, strength to you. No matter what you are going through in this season, I pray that God is with you. I pray that your eyes stay focused on him and his promises, and that everything that he promised you begins to unfold in your life in this season. Amen. I love you guys, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.